This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, yeah. Back again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Monday. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Coming off the weekend. Listen, dusted off the old sticks yesterday.
Whacking that thing.
Dusted off the old sticks yesterday. Went out there and shot a reasonable 94.
Oh.
Just telling you. That's what I went out there and shot yesterday. First time out since early November.
People are saying you're back.
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike. Give me a couple weeks and I will be back. Well, maybe a couple months and I'll be back. Jackie Baseball. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the home opener. Home opener. To the 2025 Phillies baseball season. I know you're feeling pretty good. How about you, boy?
It was a great weekend. Great weekend.
Oh, hold on. Spike, we got through the weekend without Fritz letting us know his birthday was Saturday.
Right. Yep, very forgettable.
Happy birthday, Fritz.
Happy birthday, 31. Kid.
Yeah, you're washed, man. You're not a kid anymore. You're 31 years old.
Started
here when I was 23. Now 31.
Oh, some people would say you're an adult now.
Yeah, well
who would do that?
No one would do that. Father of the year, though. Early candidate.
Father of the year. Uncle of the year, right?
Saquon is father. Yeah. Uncle of the year.
Yeah, or is it cousin of the year? What did you do again on paternity
leave? He took his nephew to
I wasn't allowed to leave my house on paternity leave. I was basically, under house arrest.
Well, look, that's not what anybody said.
That's what it feels like.
You're out of your mind. All right, big show today, as it always is. Looking forward to with 2 weeks ago, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report today. Looking forward to the top 5 at 5. But, something interesting happened over the weekend in that the ever-cheap Cincinnati Bengals decided to re-sign their two wide receivers and actually make their quarterback happy, giving giant contracts to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And it made me think about the Eagles, because the Eagles have already done that, right? They've already spent money on their two wide receivers. They've spent money on every single offensive lineman, aside from their right guard. They've spent money on their quarterback. And this offseason, they've decided not to, whether it's cap or cash or whatever it is, they've decided not to reinvest financially, at least, into the defense, which would lead us to believe... Except for Zach Bond, right? Yeah. And this would lead us to believe that even if the Eagles' defense is good next year, it's probably not going to be the same level they played this year, that they trust the offense is sort of going to make up for that difference. And then maybe they look forward to next year being a little bit more like we thought this year would be, right? Mm-hmm. The offense leading the charge and being the strength of the team. I guess my question is, do you believe that they can build a Super Bowl team centered around the offense next year? Do you believe that the offense can be good enough to make up for what we're going to lose on the defense?
Yeah, simply put, we have no other choice. Yes. Yes, I do believe it. I believe the talent is there. The experience is there. The championship medal is already there. So you know that's in the DNA. That's the one thing I like about being in the situation that we're in, is because they can do this without a ton of pressure, quote unquote, on them. They're going to have the onuses of the team to shoulder the burden of sort of carrying the team for the most part. And the defense will have to sort of figure its way or find its identity as they go through the season. I don't know if it'll be as quick as it was last year. Seemingly they found it in week four, week five. It was after that bye week, and they took off from there. I don't know if we can expect that same sort of production from this defense, considering how many new faces are going to be there, and not just new faces, but the level of talent to replace those guys isn't quite the same as the talent that left. That's fair, and that's understandable. That's why the offense has to do it. That's why you pay A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. That's why you pay those guys. That's why those guys are making the amount of money they're making, and it's well-deserved, and we are to be thankful as a fan base that we aren't going into the offseason having lost the caliber of talent that we've lost, while also trying to add talent on the offensive side of the football so you can remain relevant in this upcoming football season. The Eagles have already put themselves in that position. Now it's just about going out and doing it. And when you look at what we have over there, I don't really see a whole lot of reason why I shouldn't or wouldn't believe that if this is the way that we have to go, and I agree with you, this is going to have to be more of an offensive-led team, I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm actually interested in seeing what Jalen's going to look like in this offense this year. It's not since 17 going into the 18 season. Have we had a chance to watch a team come off of winning a championship and see how they react to that? I feel a lot different about this team than the 17 team. The talent is better. It's easier to sustain the success they've had. And I almost feel like there's a certain amount of confidence, bravado, that's with these guys now, that they realize they're the best team in football. I don't know if the 2017 team truly felt that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we even felt that, to be honest with you. Like, there were enough questions about that team.
And they wanted lightning in a bottle. We're not giving it back. It was our first one ever. I just believe this team has a different level of confidence to it. Or maybe it's just me that has a different level of confidence after what I witnessed in the Super Bowl. Like, when I think about the run they went on, and I know they could have lost to the Rams. I understand that. That Super Bowl run in 17, the only legitimate quarterback we beat was Tom Brady. And he put up damn near 600 yards on us.
He played pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't beat a legitimate quarterback in 2022 on the way to losing a shootout to Kansas City. This run, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes. That's a convincing quartet of quarterbacks. Then if those are the teams we beat on the way to the championship, as a player, I'm feeling like, oh, I earned this. We earned this. We didn't duck no smoke. Detroit, it's their fault they weren't there. Not our fault Detroit wasn't there to play us. But we pretty much beat the teams you put in front of us, and they were all good football teams. I feel a level of confidence with this team moving forward that I only hope to have in 2017-18.
So it's not like I think this team with the step back on defense and relying on the offense goes from being a Super Bowl winner to, you know, a wild card hopeful. It's not that I think the drop off is that. But if you're asking me, do I think that, like, what my confidence level is on the Eagles being a Super Bowl contender with a team that is led by their offense next year, I'm not super confident. I mean, I think when we look at the offense, first of all, you mentioned all those quarterbacks they beat. Yeah, they beat those quarterbacks because the defense played great. And in the last 2 weeks, yes, they scored a bunch of points, but we got 5 turnovers against the Commanders, I think 4 turnovers against the Kansas City Chiefs. We don't win the Packers game without the defense playing great. We don't win the Rams game without that Jalen Carter, you know, performance at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So when I look at a team that is based on offense next year, I think you have to start with Saquon. And Saquon, I've said a bunch of times, I love Saquon. He had the single best season that I've ever seen a player have. But just the numbers do not support him doing that again next year. I hope he stays healthy. I hope they're committed to not having him do that again. But we can't expect that to happen again, right? We can't give him the ball 25 times a game and expect him to get through the entire season.
Right.
And then it just comes back to the passing game. Can the passing game make up for what we're not going to have in the running game? And I guess I'll believe it when I see it. It wouldn't shock me if they're able to look in next regular season like they did in the championship game and the Super Bowl. But remember, those were two games where we had the threat of the Saquon Barkley that we had this year as well. Mm-hmm. And yes, those two games were great, but it's still two games compared to the other, you know, not counting the final game of the year, the other 17 games that year where it didn't look the way that we wanted it to look, and it
sure
wasn't an offense. So I get, for me, next year, if the team is based around the offense, it doesn't seem to me like I would have a ton of confidence that this is a like top of the heap, as good as any team in the NFL type of team. This team was based around the defense. It was based around the running game. The defense isn't going to be as good. The running game isn't going to be as good. So I just can't get there with a team based around the offense or a team as a you know, the best team in football, when the two things that we relied on this year, I don't think are going to be as good next year, you know?
Yeah.
So you say it has to be, and that's a good way of putting it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because if it isn't, I don't know where they are if the passing game doesn't get where it needs to be. 215-592-9494. What is your confidence on the Eagles' offense leading this team next year? This year, it was a defense-led team. It was a defense and run the ball. Next year, they're going to have to score more points if they're going to win the Super Bowl. They just are. What is your confidence that the offense can do it? Jack, your confidence on the Eagles' offense?
All I need to do is play one sound clip, and it'll shut you up, Eskin, all right?
All right.
So that's what y'all want to see, huh?
I mean, when you have him under center...
Oh, you're just doing
it's... No, but it's more... It's more I got to see it to believe it. And the biggest thing they're going to have to fix next year is there can't be that whole first quarter off thing. I mean, they basically took the first quarter off last season, and they're still the best team that we saw in the history of the city for a lot of people. So, yeah, I definitely need to see it before I believe it, because I do think that the defense has now become underrated from how important they were to this football team. Again, the two games were great. I know. They had 55 against the Commanders and 40 in the Super Bowl. It was phenomenal. But what the defense did, I think, is starting to become a little bit underrated when talking about the entire season. The Eagles' offense was not that the entire season.
No, it wasn't like the last two games. It was good.
And listen, Becton is going to be a part of that. I mean, Becton not being here, is the right guard spot going to be as dominant as it was? That was the best offensive line we'd ever seen here as well. And a big member of that is gone. So I need to see it to believe it.
We do have a next question today, Mr. Ike. It is Billy Corgan's 58th birthday. Billy Corgan, lead singer
friend
of the Smashing Pumpkins. Yes, friend of the show. Spent an hour with us that one day. And he is 58. Billy Corgan, a 90s icon, lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins. So for next question today, we'll get through your sports point at the end. We will ask for, just give us your go-to 90s icon. Jack, I know you're only 31 years old and maybe not a 90s kind of guy.
No, I think mentally I'm a 90s guy.
Give us your go-to 90s icon.
So, are you going to... You're already qualifying this.
Well, last week you were on fire last week.
I was on fire last week. I'm going to go with slamming Sammy Sosa.
What?
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa? 19... He's not even the right home run hitter from the
90s. Yeah, well, I figured those were bigger answers.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sammy Sosa, the iconic swing, all that. Okay. And Bonds is a 90s guy, or 2000s guy.
Well, you just...
Dude, he hit 73 in the 2000s.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
Bonds over Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, but Sosa was 98. Like, that was Sosa.
Well, first of all, his iconic status is voided because he wouldn't have been an icon without steroids.
Yes, but the home run still happened.
Well, do you void Bonds?
Of course not.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. Why do you avoid Sosa and not Bonds?
Because my eyes know Hall of Fame talent when
okay.
I see it.
All right, that's
I hadn't
fine.
Heard of Sammy Sosa before that.
All right, that's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to give us your go-to 90s icon?
So many.
There's a lot.
To choose from.
Yes, sir.
I know everybody wants me, or they think I'm going to choose Tupac. I'm not going to choose not going to choose Tupac this time. Although he was a great 90s icon.
He was.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Mike Tyson in the 90s.
Oh, a great one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mike Tyson in the
90s. He's like the length of the 90s,
yeah.
too. Like, he encapsulated the entire 90s, Mike Tyson.
I had
Tyson.
The ups and the downs, the return, you know, the trials and the tribulations of Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was a – when you there's no way – when you talk about the biggest personalities, the most iconic people during that time, Mike Tyson is right there. There's a couple other obvious ones, but I just chose Mike Tyson.
You know, Mike Tyson is one of those guys that if you weren't around to see it,
yeah.
it's so hard.
Like, Jack doesn't know how big Mike Tyson was.
Mike Tyson was
everything.
I wish
I knew how great he was.
He was, you know what, because you've grown up where boxing isn't even
right.
the thing.
Yeah, you
that
don't
it
even
was.
Realize how big boxing used to be.
Mike Tyson was not only an icon in boxing or in sports, in America,
yeah.
he was one of the two or three biggest things for a period of, what, 7 years,
yeah.
something like that. So
yeah.
mine is actually not human.
Of course
there it
not.
Is. My 90s icon is Bart Simpson. And very few things say the 90s to me like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
And to me, my favorite Simpson was Bart because I felt like a little kinship with Bart. He's a bit of a screw up as a teenager or yeah. however the hell old he is, yeah. always is. So I'm going Bart Simpson.
Well, it's amazing that's a 30-plus-year-old show that he's not aged one day.
Not one day.
Like one day.
Yeah. How old do we think Bart is? 14?
I have no idea. Because when I was a teenager, he looked like a kid to me then. So I thought he was like 8 or 9 years old.
See, I always felt like
Lisa was
10 or 11
okay.
and Bart was 13 or 14.
Okay.
That was my gut. Do you have an opinion on how old Bart Simpson is?
I'm not a Simpsons guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I've never
all
found
right.
it funny.
Oh, dude, the 90s. They
Simpsons
were a thing
were awesome.
In the 90s for
Simpsons
sure.
Simpsons were awesome.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Maggie? Oh, man, we even know the baby's
the
name,
The baby?
Man.
Yeah. No, we know how old the baby is. She's a baby.
And she never got to Lisa's age or Bart's age.
She never even turned 2. I'm sure they said.
How many days are in a year in that city?
Right. And live in Springfield. I've lived in 2 Springfields in my life now. I'm sure Matt Groening said at some point how old Bart was, but I don't think they ever said it during the show. Did he ever celebrate a birthday on the show?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Now I'm really locked in on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles' offense can be good enough to carry the team next year? For next question today, give us a 90s icon. Starting us off, as always, a 90s icon himself, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this man Ike was giving like 5 answers.
Yeah. Did you hear him cheating?
Tupac. Dang, Ike, taking all the answers. Yo, man. Hey, this right here is a great topic. Shout out, you know, to my pale brother. Late birthday. I told him on Saturday, but you know, happy birthday again to my boy. You know what I'm saying?
31, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But look, man, so you know what this Eagles team remind me of? And I know everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, why you said this is crazy. So the way Howie
the built 90 Bulls. Defense,
nah, yeah. There you go again. Look, there I go again, another day. I'm going to say the Legion of Boom. So if you sit back and look at that defense of the Legion of Boom, when they hit their peak, a lot of those guys was like only their first and second year in the league. Like I think Earl Thomas was drafted, we know 2011, Richard Sherman was 2012. They won that Super Bowl, and then they had like a 3 or 4 year run where they was dominant. Like they weren't going out and signing no big time free agents. Like that team was all, you know, drafted guys that, you know, that they had built, Pete Carroll the coach and all that. Now, my pushback to with Spike is that Spike assumed, like, you assume that the defense and the running game not going to be as good, but then you assume that the offense with the passing game going to stay the same. So, like, why is that? Like, you know, I'm going to flip the switch today. I'm going to conversate back and forth. Why do you feel that the defense and the running game won't be as good, but the passing game won't be the same, or won't be better or be the same?
Okay, well, those are two different questions, right? So let's talk about the first one first. Why do I not think the defense and the running game will be as good? Well, the defense lost their best edge, their second best tackle, their number two corner, and N'Kobe Dean's not. We have no idea what's going to happen with N'Kobe Dean. And then they lost one of their two starting safeties, who we all agreed before he was gone that he was an emotional leader on the team. So I don't know how you can lose all of those guys and just assume you will be as good the next year. And then as far as the running game, like there's no way. We can say that Saquon's built different from now until whenever. There's no way we can expect him to do next year what he did this year. History doesn't support it as far as him staying healthy and being able to carry the same load. And if we're going to say that season he had last year was one of one, which I think we all agree. Like, I don't think we can lean on it again. We leaned on the run game in a way that no other team in the NFL leaned on a run game. 60% of their offensive plays. I think number two was like 53% or something like that. Baltimore, Detroit was around there. So I think those are actually fair assumptions. Now, I'm not going to say that the defense will be bad, and I don't think the running game will be bad, but I also don't think we will have the best defense in the league and the best running game in the league.
Right, but my thing is, I feel that our offense overall combined, like we might not have the same 2008 yards, however much yards he ran for. We might not have that. But even if Saquon rushed for 1,400 yards and the passing game is improved, like Jalen throws for 3,800, you know, 28, 30 touchdowns. Like, I feel like now with the defense.
Hold on.
28, 30
touchdowns is twice as many touchdowns as he threw this year. Like, that's not just a little jump.
Well, I mean, let's be real. He missed three games. So, like, come on, y'all always got to –
Was he going to throw five touchdowns a game in those three?
No, I mean, you don't know that. I mean, you don't know that. Come like, on, we man. Don't know what he would have done. You saw what he was doing in the –
By the way, he's missed games has he been injured every year one way or another? He's been injured every year one way or another. So saying that he won't miss games this year is probably not looking at history.
He missed no games in 2023, so don't do that.
You know, well, he had the big knee injury.
I ain't say that. See, don't add words. See, y'all got to stop mixing up callers. I never said that. I never once said that about no knee. So all I'm saying is, listen, Ike was asleep in the 2022 before the season started. We only saw Hassan Reddick, and we was talking the same way. How we got all these draft picks? Listen, how we going to do something? We don't know. Maybe how we got a target in the draft that he gonna trade two first-round picks to move up to get.
Yeah,
you never know. On draft day, you never know. On draft day, there could be an edge rusher. I mean, Trey Henderson. They said Cincinnati. Y'all been cheap for years. Now I'm saying they want to pay everybody. Now they pay Higgins. They pay Jamar Chase. Now they gonna pay Henderson. We gonna see. You never know. Draft day roll around. We got 20 picks. We ain't gonna draft 20 players over the next 2 years, y'all. Come on, y'all. How we ain't nobody see that.
All of a sudden, Eagles fans are like process Sixers fans, just walking around talking about all their third round picks.
I've seen my GM pull a lot of rabbits out. We've seen this dude. Come on, y'all. We've seen this dude trade Byron Maxwell.
Yeah,
Nico Alonso for the eighth pick in the draft. We've seen this dude trade for AJ Brown. We saw this dude have somehow Jalen Carter. Fell to us. We didn't even have to move up to get him. He fell in our lap. Come on, man. We seen this dude pull rabbits out of hats. That's all I'm saying. Like, now, has he missed? Of course. You draft Jalen Reagor. You draft Marcus Smith. We see that. All I'm saying is this dude, I'll evaluate us come July. Now, if this roster look the same, they got me out there rushing a passer. You know, I'm out there. They got me in number 66 or something. Now, we might be worried. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you something, though, Corey? Let's say the defense is the 11th best defense. Like, let's say they do take a step back. And let's say Saquon does take a step back. Okay. Are you confident in the Eagles' offense being good enough to carry the team?
I'm confident because my 90s icon is under quarterback. That's why I'm confident. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't even born in the 90s.
Right, yeah.
Hey, my 90s icon, y'all know who it is. He under quarterback. Michael Jordan running the
job. He might have been born. Was he born in 99?
Who, Jalen?
Yeah.
I'm talking about my icon is Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's a good 90s icon.
Come on, y'all.
I didn't know who you were going with.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all know that. But all I'm saying is I feel confident because I feel like Ike said, this team is operating on a high level right now. Like, if Adoree Jackson is the starting corner, now I'm going to be worried. Now, I just got to see the finished product. And I know we got to have shows. I'm just saying, the draft is my final hope. Now, we just rolling out there all rookies. Now, you know, we might be a little bit nervous. But until then, you never know. Howie pulled rabbits out of hat. And like I said, my 90 icon is Michael Jordan.
That's a good one. Right, that's a good one. All right, Coy.
Well, he is the icon of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to think. Well, I know who Elliot would pick. Would Elliot just
queen
pick
Elizabeth?
The queen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Michael Jordan probably is.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, but if we're talking about entertainment and sports and everything, you think Jordan?
I think so.
All right. I'll have to go. He's up there.
I think Clinton said he raised the economy by $2 billion in the 90s.
Well, what has LeBron done?
Well.
Oh, please.
No,
I'm ripping the economy of the country.
I know. I'm ripping LeBron.
Oh, you're ripping LeBron. Yeah, ripping LeBron.
We're about to have two straight.
All right. So, coming up next, we are handing out the Eagles Insider of the Year Award officially on Wednesday.
Wednesday is the big day.
So, you know, they can still operate. We don't have a name, and Ava can confirm this. We don't have a name on the award, so we kept it clean in case there's an evolution of who's doing what. But we had a big moment this weekend in the Eagles Insider of the Year race, a huge moment that may have locked the entire thing up. We will find out what that is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almased, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almased has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.